The topic today is Small PPC Engines Revisited. At this point, we would like to introduce Flint McLaughlin.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much. And we're going to get started. I want to just set up a couple things that will help me to monitor the chat that's taking place as you go back and forth. Again, with your technical support issues, you can talk with Michael and he'll be able to help you. I'm joined today by Senior Editor Nick Osborne. Nick is probably quite familiar to all of you, and he's an expert in copywriting and web communication, and is one of the key men in the journal, and did a lot of the research and work on this particular brief in terms of the writing. Aaron Rosenthal is the Director of Channels and is an expert in pay-per-click and is conducting a lot of our research in that area, is going to be on the phone also in order to field questions regarding the results that we'll be presenting and to assist us if there's something he thinks might be useful to the conversation. As I think has already been said, we're talking about small pay-per-click engines. Many of you know that 2 years ago we conducted a study of small pay-per-click engines to find out whether they offered online marketers a profitable opportunity to generate more sales. At that time, our research indicated that these smaller engines could indeed generate significant additional revenue. And today, 2 years later, and with even more intense bidding for keywords on the major pay-per-click engines, Google, Yahoo, and MSN, we wondered whether these smaller engines still offered a profitable source of additional traffic and income. And it's really quite critical now because, as many of you have experienced, eventually the law of diminishing returns begins to catch up with you in your pay-per-click advertising. Either the competition gets more aggressive and thus the bids get more expensive and profitability goes down, or at some point you just buy all the traffic you can afford and it becomes difficult to scale up. So we are constantly looking for other channels, and part of that is a matter of studying every new engine that comes on. And I think 2 years ago we saw some favorable results when we tested with the smaller engines. There were several caveats, and there were some qualifications based on the research that had been conducted thus far. But today, we're going to revisit that. There are other small engines that have joined the fray. Some have dropped off. And we just want to ask and answer some basic questions. And so this is kind of what we have discovered. In order to truly understand what they can and cannot achieve, we worked with four different research partners, and we tested these engines: Enhance, Miva, which, by the way, comes, you know, brings results from Findology and ABC Search and 7Search and Search Feed and Find One and others, Canoodle, Mama, GoClick, AdBright, and Ask. The partners we tested represent the following business areas: a home decor site, a specialty job site. Now, they're an online retailer, and they represent a product mix of 300-plus products. It's probably up to 500 now. Jimmy Ellis, if you're online, you can correct me on that as to the precise amount, but it's several hundred products. They've been online for several years, and they've grown dramatically, I would say, over the last 3 years. And so we use them. They're a strong research partner that's enabled us to conduct a lot of experiments and been pretty open about us being able to share results, and I'm grateful for that group. CEO is a man named David Gorski. A specialty job site, a newspaper site, and a child safety site. By working with multiple engines across a number of different industries, we were able to draw some conclusions and be reasonably confident as to their validity. From the outset, we did not expect the same volume of exposure one would expect to receive from Google or Yahoo or MSN, and of course this proved to be true. In addition, there were significant differences in reach between the small engines themselves. As a result, our findings are based principally on percentage differences in conversion and cost per sale. So that's just kind of a note as to the methodology, because there are significant differences clearly in the reach and scope of these engines, and so we thought that a relative ratio would bring us the best type of methodology along with that cost per action or cost per sale. So observation one, conversion rates between the different search engines can vary enormously, and I want to talk about that. One of the first questions we wanted to find out was which of the smaller engines deliver the highest conversion rate. As we'll see later, the performance of the engine appears to vary according to the industry or to the company. And for the purposes of determining conversion rates, we ran the same text advertisement across all seven engines and used the exact same set of keywords. And one difference between the campaigns, which lay outside of our control, was the minimum bid allowed by each engine. Some of you know that that could cause an instrumentation error or, you know, depending on how you look at validity, that's a critical point. We tried to compensate. Also, we had no control over the number of exposures each ad received. Now, that's very important, as the reach of the various engines varies enormously. But we did collect enough data to put together a comparison of the conversion rates achieved. Bear in mind, again, when you're looking at confidence factors, you know, as many of you know, we teach, in fact, have developed some of the primary methods for online testing. What we're looking here is relative ratios. You can't do a strong confidence factor on a 244 to 2 click-to-sell note with regards to ultimate conversion. But you can learn something. And if you look at this table, for this particular research partner, in the specialty job market, it is clear that the choice of engine has a very significant impact on conversion rates. Now, just take a moment to look at that. There's a lot of confusion about the new engines. I was I was interviewed today by the Wall Street Journal on, you know, one of the internet journalists and experts there on this topic. People are looking for new marketplaces, and investors are wondering, you know, where the next Google is at. And I can tell you right now that one of the problems that these small engines have is that in order to really compete today, you have to have a certain scale, and the only way you can achieve that scale is to have certain alliances, and most of those alliances have already been brokered. It gets increasingly difficult to find the kind of partners you need in order to build significant reach. But if you look at this table, we ran the same ad in AdBright, and all we could get was 29 clicks, whereas in Canoodle we could get 4,000. Whereas in Enhance, we could get 412. But in Canoodle, for those 4,000 clicks, which we had to pay for, we saw a 0.15% conversion rate. On the other hand, for 412 clicks in Enhance, we saw a 3.16% conversion rate. That should make you think right there. That should make you go back and wonder, because some of you may have tried four of these small click engines or small, you know, pay-per-click engines, and two or three and decided that they just weren't worth the effort. And you might well be right. In fact, you're going to see what our conclusions were after all the studies before we get too much further in here. But I think it's significant to note right now that these engines really varied greatly in terms of the performance they gave us. And that performance might be measured both in the amount of clicks they could drive and, of course, in the amount of sales that we could derive from those clicks, which is the prime factor for our conversion rate. So that's an issue in itself, and I think it's something that we would ask you to think about. And I'm going to look at a few questions before I move on. So let me just – I'm kind of increasing my screen as I'm noticing some longer questions here. Someone mentioned, seems like not enough data was collected to make a – conclusion, and that's a fair point. If we were running confidence intervals on the conversion ratio for each particular engine and coming out with a definitive, hey, you know, GoClicks conversion is 244 clicks to 2 with a solid rate of 0.82%. But I'll let Aaron, you're on the phone, Aaron, you want to take it off mute. I'll let you, you ran the research project. I'll let you address why you use this approach, and then I'll talk about it in just a moment. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, keep in mind you're also you're only seeing one of the partners' data that that's in front of you right now. Yeah. There were four different partners that were run. There were many more clicks, many more sales than this than what's being shown right here.
Yes, and when you get the full report, which we'll release, there'll be more charts and data and tables, et cetera. Right now, we're just kind of announcing the primary findings, but look forward to receiving the report. If you've signed up for this conference, you should receive it. And really, I think what's important here, Aaron can talk about the methodology, but what's most important is look at the variance. And overall, that's quite significant. When you look at the amount of clicks, even for the one partner, you're talking over 5,000 plus clicks. And spread evenly, it's amazing to see the difference in even what an engine could drive, what they could scale up with it, what they could provide. Let's keep going. All right, so the next question we asked ourselves is, and again, working with the same set of test results, will a single pay-per-click engine perform as well for one company as it does for any other? And so we isolated the data from one engine, Enhance.com, and compared its performance across four different partners. Now, you can see from the earlier chart that Enhance.com had one of the higher conversion ratios, the highest according to that chart. And so now what we did was we populated that engine with four completely different product categories, and we tested to see how well it would perform in those categories. And you'll note some of the answers or some of the things that we discovered in this next table. Michael, just show us that table. Look at the spread. Same engine, different product categories. So what you want to note again is that there was a major differential between the specialty job site and the newspaper site or the child safety site. Part of this is because these engines do not have the kind of scale to offer broad traffic in every primary category. More research needs to be done, and we're engaged in it right now as we're studying these. But one of the things that we noted right away is that you got very sporadic performance throughout the engines themselves. And so, and as with so many tests, these results answer one question and then raise more. Could we have any real impact on these figures by testing a variety of different versions of the ad itself? Perhaps it was just a difference in the performance of the ad, because now we're dealing with four different product categories. And is there a best match between a particular type of company and one individual pay-per-click engine? So we began to conduct more research, and we have a third observation that we noticed here, and that is kind of an attempt to answer this question: how does the cost per action vary between the different pay-per-click engines? So we looked at the earlier question, and in this case, we isolated data from a single research partner, the publisher of a very large national newspaper, and our purpose was to compare the final cost per action between the different engines. After all, if one wants to continue using one of these engines after testing them all, it makes sense only if you can achieve a positive ROI. And again, we ran the same ad across all the different engines, and the amount we spent on each engine was determined both by their reach and their minimum bids. And these are the initial results. Let's just go to that next table. And Aaron, go ahead and explain this table to us, if you would. I know you're sure. Moving back and forth off mute, but go right ahead.
Sure. What you're seeing here are, for this particular partner, the clicks, cost, sales, conversion, CPA, from each of the seven engines that we tested over the same period with the same 20 keywords and the same ad running simultaneously on each one of these engines. The CPA can only be calculated for those with sales, but what you will see here is that one of the engines, Neva, had a CPA of $66.58. This is much lower than the average CPA that this particular partner achieves in both Google and Overture. If you see, if you look down to what you need to understand, the $66.58 CPA is 43.38% lower than what we achieved in Google over the same period and 59.2% lower than Overture. So while $66.58 may sound high or low depending upon what your particular product is, for this merchant, it was decidedly lower than both Google and Overture.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
So while we were somewhat disappointed in the overall performance of the campaigns, there were some small successes. And though this test we found or threw out a handful of effective campaigns for these partners, the results were, as mentioned earlier, very sporadic. Results were not consistent to one engine or one particular niche. So what does this mean for you? As with many advertising campaigns, you must test before you actually know. I'm going to talk about that and a few of our recommendations in just a moment, but I think I'll address some of the questions that have come in just during the call. I'll take one here. Samuel, you've written a couple of questions. What types of products were they selling? Jimmy, I'll let you respond to that, although you can glean that somewhat from the nature of the companies that we've laid out. Jimmy, go ahead. Jimmy Ellis, by the way. Let me see.
Flynn, I could take that.
Okay, go ahead. Jimmy's having trouble getting off mute. Go ahead.
Sure. The products that each one of the partners is selling a different product. The newspaper is selling a newspaper subscription, digital subscription. The child safety site is also selling a subscription product. The home decor site was selling a barrage of different outdoor garden decor, and the final
the child safety site, newspaper site, specialty job site, and the home decor site.
Specialty job site. Thank you, Flint. The specialty job site was selling a job listing or a job posting service that had both a free and a paid service for both people looking to post jobs and people looking to find jobs.
Okay. All right. One of the things, as the questions are coming in, let me address some of those in particular. I'm trying to select those that might help the most members of the audience, and that's why you see us moving through these. Someone asked, is a conversion a sell after visiting the site? And I believe the answer to that is yes. That's what we're referring to here. There's some questions about Yahoo and Google that we may touch, and there's some advanced questions about did you take advantage of dayparting, behavioral or contextual targeting or geo-targeting? That's from Karma. I think I can let Aaron address that. We certainly do in the engines that allow us to do so. Aaron, do you want to comment on that with regards to this test and these engines?
Yeah, for the purposes of this test, we stayed away from those options that were limited to just a few of the engines. We wanted to be as fair to particular engines as possible. So while there's some advanced features in some of the engines, they aren't in all of the engines. And therefore, for the purposes of this test, that's why we stayed with the single ad copy across all engines, and why we stayed with the same set of keywords and the same period. The only thing that we had some control issues with were the cost per click, since some of the engines have different minimums, and you needed to bid certain amounts to achieve good volume. That was the one thing that we couldn't control.
Good. And somebody's asking about the MSN pay-per-click engine. That wasn't part of this test. You want to tell them why, Aaron, and what your thoughts are on your research thus far with MSN?
Well, again, this particular test was controlled to the small search engines. We didn't group MSN within that group, as they have about a 10% control over the global search market. But we did recently release a snapshot on comparing recent performance of the MSN search engine to to Yahoo Search Marketing. So if you'd like, you can, this particular person or anybody would like to email us, we can get you a copy of that snapshot, which was published on some other, I believe some Know This and a few other publications.
Aaron, do you have any idea, and Nick, feel free to jump in on this also at any point. Do you have any idea, people are asking a good question regarding the job site, just based on anecdotal feel or intuition or any hard data if you have it, but do you have any sense as to why the job site did so much better in terms of conversion in Enhance?
Yeah, the job site offered, as to Enhance over the others, what you need to realize is every one of these small search engines build their traffic, build their users using different means. One thing that Enhance and GoClick both do is they're owned by a company that owns a very large domain portfolio. Some of these domains have what's called type-in traffic or direct navigation traffic. Some of these domains they actually use to point at Enhance or GoClick. The company's called Merchex. So some of their traffic is derived from these domains. Other traffic is derived from particular partners. Really, with the small search engines, what we found is it's hit or miss with particular merchants.
Aaron, did you find that one of these seven was more difficult to actually get your products in than the other, or one was easier than the others? Which of these did you find the easiest to work with, or were they about the same?
No, I think on some levels they're all about the same. They're all looking for advertisers. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for one, partners to drive them traffic, and two, advertisers to buy the traffic. So none of them were particularly hard or easy to work with. However, I would say that comparing them to the larger search engines, if you're a small advertiser or a publisher looking for advertising, you're much more likely to get a person on the other end working with one of these small engines than you would, say, if you needed to talk to somebody at Google or Overture and you were a smaller individual or a smaller publisher.
Okay.
Flint, I have a question for Aaron.
Yes, yes.
And I'm trying to think of a scientific way to put this.
Go ahead.
Aaron, maybe you mentioned a little bit about the source of the traffic, and here's my unscientific observation, is that I've got a sense over the years, in addition to looking at this data, that the traffic that one gets through a lot of the small engines a lot of the time is just totally unqualified, that there's a very poor quality to the traffic. And I don't know enough about it, but it connects with what you were just saying. I have a sense that that is because of where it comes.
Speak just a little louder, Nick. Some are having trouble hearing you.
Okay.
Keep going.
Did you get that, Aaron?
Yes.
I'm trying not to be too rude about these engines, but I get a sense that the quality, that the people who click on these ads, they're just not good prospects. They're not qualified prospects, and they're coming from very weird places, and maybe from places where they're not quite sure what they did even.
Well, there's a couple.
Am I right?
Yeah, you are to some extent. There's a few things at work here. One is because these small search engines are so are looking for new partners and new people to drive them traffic at such a rapid pace, they do sometimes allow people into the networks that are driving unqualified traffic, people that are, you know, have gateway pages, spam pages that are getting people into those particular networks that would not be qualified. Now, the other side of that equation to look at is, well, you're paying a lot less per click, so maybe you are getting 50% of your traffic or 75% of your traffic or maybe 25% of your traffic that is a lot less lower quality traffic than a Google or an Overture or an MSN. But
let me Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but you are getting a certain amount of traffic that is of that high quality, as we're seeing in these sales.
Okay, I've got one follow-up question, if I may.
Nick, go ahead. I want to move to some of the material and go back to questions in a moment, but let me go ahead and let you do that, ask that last one.
Well, it's just a quickie, and it's kind of related. Aaron, you know how we, when we did these tests, we wanted to compare apples with apples. So some of these engines offer a contextual service, so that your ads are not served up within search results, but are served up on content pages. Just in the same way as with Google, you know, with AdWords, you can choose search or contextual ads. I have a sense that if we'd done the opposite, if all of the seven engines had offered the contextual option, and we'd run all these tests through contextual ads rather than search page results ads, we might have seen some better results here, I think. Do you agree?
Well, there are a few of the engines that they do have these sort of premium partners that appear in the contextual the contextual results. A lot of Knoodle's ads are with USA Today, Wall Street Journal. They have some premium premium partners that are syndicating their particular ads. So yes, to some extent, some of the quality could have been higher. It's just a test for a later time.
Right.
Yeah, Aaron is, for those of you that hear him struggling to speak a bit, he's got a bad cold, and he warned me before this call. So rest your voice a bit, Aaron. I'm going to come back with some questions. Nick, if you could work with someone here to post a link to where they can see the snapshot for the MSA, and a lot of people are asking about that. Those snapshots appear in other publications. They're just brief. They're just kind of summaries of research projects.
Sorry, which snapshot is that?
The snapshot on MSN. We did a research snapshot on MSN.
Okay.
Just verify that with Aaron. I thought it was you that said that, but you were Aaron, and we want to get him a link to that. In the meantime, let's go on to the next slide, and let me talk to you about some things connected to this. So in the last brief, from March of 2004, we found that the smaller engines at that time provided some reasonable and sometimes a profitable way in which to increase sales and revenues. But now, in spite of higher bidding on the major pay-per-click engines, it appears that their smaller competitors are failing to capitalize on the opportunity and really are having a hard time breaking in. They're just not offering the exposure of sufficient quality to run profitable campaigns. Now, that's a generalization, and that's why you need the test, because there could be one or two of these engines that is very profitable for you. And someone's asked, which one of these would you recommend for advertising in an antiquarian bookstore? And I might have Aaron send you a note on that privately, but I'll tell you, the only way you'll know for sure is to actually run the test. And you can do it reasonably enough without spending a lot of money to find out some good answers. And here's kind of how we would recommend that. Go on to the next page, if you would, Mike, and let's just talk about a few recommendations. Approach your campaigns on the smaller pay-per-click engines with caution. Test your ads across all the engines, same ads. Determine whether any one of them can give you a positive ROI. If one or more of the engines comes close to meeting this criterion, test different ads and see if you can increase your click-through and reduce your cost per action. Even if you do isolate one or more engines which can deliver a positive ROI, make sure that you have a sufficient reach. If you're achieving only a handful of sales per month, the profits earned may not even cover the cost of the time you spent setting up, testing, and managing the campaign. I think there are breakthroughs still ahead on the Internet. We are still in the initial stages of an industry, and right now it's virtually a monopoly when it comes to pay-per-click. And we've got to see new opportunities open up so that we can access more and more of the audience, both here and internationally. And one of the keys is just to continue to test. Something else you should know about, this is not in my prepared notes. I am giving it a commercial, but I hadn't thought of it until just now. And this report and this experiment was designed before we knew that we were going to speaking to this. But we also offer a certification program in just doing search right. You find that on the site. If there's a link somewhere to it, somebody can type it into a screen or a window or a chat. But in that, we get into extensive detail as to how we set these up. We've tested over a million search terms in these engines, and there's some things that we've learned, just best practice from research as opposed to just experience. It's really the combination of rigorous experimentation and experience, and you may want to check that out. But let me move on, because I'm not trying to make that the emphasis of this call. We've got more questions, and if you'll keep typing them in, I'm listening to them, and I'm going to ask some of them. Hopefully, Aaron, you'll be able to answer this. Which small search engines provide tools that report number of searches by keyword? And has research been conducted to determine if those traffic figures correlate with industry brands? Aaron, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I believe what you're getting at are do the search engines give you stats on how much search volume there is on a particular keyword and how that compares with Google or your Yahoo's search volume. And to answer your question, what we've seen are, for the most part, the volume is much lower, but there are a few anomalies. Sometimes you'll end up on an engine and wonder where the heck is this traffic coming from? I'm buying this term where I'm only getting 100 or so clicks in Google and Overture per week, and I'm getting 1,000 on this small search engine. That is where solid tracking and metrics really come into play. One thing that somebody else asked that we did not address in this particular study was the click fraud potential. With Google and Overture, they've spent a great deal of money on trying to protect advertisers from click fraud. These smaller search engines, however, have not invested the time or resources, nor do some of them maintain their focus. So certainly having strong metrics is something that we recommend when testing these small search engines. And I hope that answers your question.
Yes, that's good, Eric, or Aaron. All right. These are the engines. I'd like to ask you to do this. If there are other engines or channels that you'd like to see us conducting research in, why don't you send over your notes either in the chat feature or probably using the question and answer. Some of you have also weighed in with your own experience. We want you to help participate more or less in the community of online testers that has been developing around the MEC site. So soon we'll be launching a forum where you can talk about these things freely. And one of our readers just now, and one of the people standing line, Wes, I'll use your last name, Wes Weber, says that in his experience, the contextual ads in these smaller engines have converted poorly. And you may find that interesting. And so I think what we'll do now is just take probably one or two more questions. One or two more questions. But first, I want to show you a tool that might help you. So look at the tool. You may want to download it right now. I'll let Aaron explain the tool. This is a max bid analysis that you can use. It's a spreadsheet tool that we've developed and that we use when we're comparing the engines. And feel free to pass it around and use it. Just please keep it attached to our name. And I'll let Aaron go ahead and explain the tool. Some of you may want to go ahead and download it. It'd be great if you could put it right into the somewhere where they could click on the link. Michael, have you got a way to do that? There it is. And for those of you that can't, it's just meclab.com. Okay.
I'll put it up there where they can get it real quick.
Mike is going to – you may want to type it into your browser, but Mike is also going to make it clickable for you here in just a few moments. And with that, you should be able to go there and look at the tool itself. While he's doing that, let me just take any more questions. Aaron, is there any way you would say if you had to just pick one to two of these engines to start a campaign test with, is there anyone you could say you would start with first?
Well, ultimately, I'd start with Meva. They have they're the old Find What. They have mm-hmm. also a relationship with a lot of other small search engines. Excuse me. So getting syndicated in Meva will also get you syndicated in all these other small search engines.
Okay, that's good. Also, before we stop, I have another question, but Mike, is that clickable now? Because I still don't see it clickable.
It's not going to be able to be clickable in the actual screen. I did put it in the chat. If you want to just copy and paste it from the chat into your browser, you should be able to get it just fine.
All right, so anybody that's got their chat window open should be able to see it. Just copy and paste it into your browser. I see it up above there. And it should take you to the tool. Aaron's going to explain the tool. Some of you already downloaded it, want to get it open. Please feel free to do that. But Aaron, if I could, right now, let's talk just for a moment about a protocol. I know I typically start my test in Google and then move to Overture. How would you order a protocol, even moving to the lesser engines like MSN? You know, take us in order through the first five engines you would probably start your test in, Aaron.
Sure. Google and Overture would definitely be tops on the list. Then MSN. A lot of merchants have yet to migrate to MSN, and what we're seeing are you can still get very, very solid conversion and much lower clicks, much lower cost per click than what we were seeing when MSN was syndicated through Yahoo Search Network. Once you move on to the small search engines, I would, again, proceed with Meva most likely first, perhaps Canoodle with their content network that does have some strong advertisers who are involved in their content network. Then perhaps Enhance or GoClick. Some of the others have very low traffic, but Enhance or GoClick offer 1 penny and even 3 cent minimum cost per click. And as you've seen with some of the research here, you can find certain search terms that do have a strong traffic and will convert. So as with all the small engines, and even the large engines as well, it's always important to test each one of these engines. Each advertiser are different. There is no set guideline for what or who is going to work and who isn't.
All right, well, let's go on for a second and let's talk about the tool. Explain what the tool does, if you would, please.
Sure. The tool, and I'm actually having a hard time getting it downloaded over here, but the tool itself is a simple equation that allows you to punch in your conversion rate and also your cost per click, it tells you the maximum bid that you're allowed or maximum bid that you can convert, given your margin and your cost per click, your margin, your price, and your cost per click.
Excellent. All right, so you can use that as a tool. Perhaps that will help you. And somebody just asked a question. It says, in looking at my logs, I see that some of my natural, this is from Beth, some of my natural clicks come from these search engines. Is there any correlation between getting natural clicks on a search engine and PPC for that engine? And getting better conversion. Is that question clear to you, Aaron?
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking, Beth, but these engines are search engines, and they do send many of them do have natural traffic as well as paid.
Okay. So she's just saying, is there a direct correlation? I'll let you contact her directly with answers to that, but is there a direct correlation between the traffic you're seeing in your search log and the possibility of it working well for you in pay-per-click? Aaron, I'm going to go ahead and answer that. I think your search log might tell you whether or not there's scalable traffic in that particular category, but as to how it will perform, you need to run a test. If you're getting a lot of traffic from one of these smaller engines, then the only way you'll know for sure whether or not that natural traffic is actually likely valuable from a pay-per-click standpoint would be to see if it's possible for you to trace it, that traffic, all the way through to the conversion on your own site to other sales. If clearly a small engine is sending a lot of traffic and those people are buying products from you, then pay-per-click might be very attractive. But in general, you may be getting a lot of traffic that doesn't convert, or at which point, if you were to use the engine, what you would do is have an expensive click bill and not a lot of sales. I think it's a good indicator. If I were to see a spike from one of those engines, I'd go in and check it out thoroughly. All right, I want to thank everyone. We're working on some research. I guess most of you know there's a series of projects we're doing on video right now. We're testing conversion using video on a page to enhance an offer page, and using the same offer page without the video and testing the correlation or the conversion ratio. We're designing a test right now that is an offer page consisting primarily of video with very little copy except to get you to sign up. And we're testing it against a solid long copy page that is already a producer. We're testing the use of video in viral campaign and spreading traffic. In one of our tests last week, two interns on a tabletop and a camera shot what must be not more than 10 seconds, placed it in YouTube and set it up properly, and we drove 30,000 uniques with it in a single day, its first day. We're learning and testing constantly how to use video, and we're going to be talking to you more about that in upcoming journal issues. Also, we're looking very hard at a journal issue. We just did an experiment with a major online publisher, bookseller. You'd know who they are. I can't tell you their name, but the net result is that a certain change to their conversion path resulted in 138% more conversion improvement, and that test has just been concluded. And we're building a report around how to use your testing capacity and how to maximize it. And some of you who want to test are having a lot of problems with the mechanics, the tactical side of getting changes to your site done or getting the test set up and designed. We want to talk about some things we learned in the actual process of setting that up. So those are upcoming topics that we'll be addressing. Please feel free to email us or let us know what your thoughts are on some more of these. Any of your technical questions here, we're trying to answer. People are standing by and should be answering some of those directly. And then by the same token, some of you that have asked questions that we couldn't get through here, we'll try to contact by email. Sometimes, and today is a good example, we're overwhelmed with the amount of questions. So we're working through those that we think would be most relevant to everyone else. If you have good testing ideas, send those to us also. And please know we're grateful for your trust. And before you leave, chat with us or send us a note and let us know if this has been helpful. We thank you, and we look forward to talking with you in about 2 weeks.